838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, January 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers is with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Roxanne Dufort. She is the chairwoman of the Mackinac County Republican Party, who's hosting this class that we're doing up there in St. Ignace on Saturday, February 3rd. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
We're doing good. We're looking forward to some great meetings tonight. We're looking forward to state committee meeting on Saturday down in Houghton Lake. And we've got a whole month here to get ready for this class, but only a couple weeks are left for people to register because we got to buy the books, the guides. We got to get the constitutions, get everything organized. But you actually paid and attended the class down in Gaylord, the very first one that we did. You weren't able to fully stay for the whole class. You had other commitments. But explain to the people why you attended the class in Gaylord and why you guys decided to host it up in St. Ignace on February 3rd.
Sure, Randy. So I always want to know more about Robert's Rules of Order. And, of course, knowing the Michigan state constitution inside and out, I feel like I need to hear that information over and over. And it's so important, especially today, to know this information. I found that only being able to attend for an hour, I hated to leave, but I did have a funeral that I had to go to. But I picked up so much information, not only information from the book, the materials that you presented, but also an insight into what's happening down in Lansing in the House on the floor, what our representatives are being, what they're experiencing as they're trying to bring our views down and represent us down in Lansing. Not only did I attend, but two of my county GOP members attended, and they will be in attendance again to hear this information, very important information that you have to share that really opens your eyes in how things are supposed to work. And it just, the knowledge is power, and we need as much of this knowledge as we possibly can get. And then again, being in a room full of patriots that care about this state, that care about their county, that care about what's happening, it's something that I would attend over and over, Randy.
Well, one of the things that is very interesting, because I got a lot of feedback from many people that attended. Well, first of all, at the end of the class, when you had to go to the funeral, you didn't get to see this. But I asked the 107 people in the room, I said, you know, how many of you, raise your hand if you learned something? And every hand went up. And then I said, okay, I've been asked by others in the state of Michigan. I have listeners in Granville, Grand Rapids, Kent County area. I've got listeners in southeastern Michigan, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb counties. I've been asked to say, you know, will you come down here and teach the class down here? How many of you think I should do it? Well, not only did all their hands go up, but some people raised both of their hands, you know, that I should do this. And the point is this, and you bring up a very interesting perspective. Regardless of whether people go to Republican county meetings, county conventions that are coming up on February 15th, state committee meeting is going to be this Saturday in Houghton Lake. But you have school board meetings, you have city council meetings, you have county commissioners meetings, you've got public library board meetings. All these things are happening in our communities, Roxanne, and people don't truly understand the process and how these meetings are supposed to be run.
Absolutely, Randy. And I would say more so now than ever, people need to show up. There is no more sitting home and thinking someone else is going to do the work that needs to be done. We can no longer just sit and complain. It's time to get involved. And that's part of what our Mackinac County GOP started last year, the time to rally and stand up and get together with your brothers and sisters for the common good of our county, for our state, for our nation is now. Not only does this class give an opportunity to learn rules that we need, but it just builds on a foundation and it pulls us together and it makes us stronger. And numbers are important. Just like you said, the state committee meeting that's coming up, there are many of us that are going to be there in support of our state GOP because numbers matter. And it may be a sacrifice now, but it's a sacrifice well worth your time. So I'm grateful, Randy, that you are offering this crash course in St. Ignace. It is a location for those lower south of the bridge and then those north of the bridge. It's a great place. We're going to be meeting at Little Bear Arena. We will have information there for precinct delegates that want to become a precinct delegate. That's a very important role, that want to become involved in our county party. We'll have our memberships. We'll have information about what we're going to be doing going forward. And your crash course is just the beginning of other courses and education and knowledge that we're going to be bringing up to our area here and wanting to share with other counties and just get this information and resources out there and get the Patriots rallied up and ready. We got work to do this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've had a lot of people say, Randy, with all this dysfunction going on with the state party, I'm going to just focus on my local county party. I'm not going to deal with, you know, Lansing, and I'm not going to deal with these people at the state party. I want to deal with the local county parties. It's happening in Presque Isle. It's happening in Sheboygan. It's happening in Mackinac, Chippewa. I mean, everywhere in our listening area, that's what we're doing. And one of the other things that's so important, you as the chairwoman of the Mackinac County Republican Party, you have quite a few empty slots that you could actually, if people come to the class, they could actually talk to you, be vetted by you, Kathy Perry and others within the Mackinac County Party. You guys could actually vet them and possibly elevate them to be a precinct delegate to fill an empty slot you have right now.
100%, Randy. Yes, we have over 50 empty positions for precinct delegates. We'll have all the information about the precinct, the township, the forms. We'll have the notary there available to notarize the affidavit of identity, which is required. And yes, we can elevate precinct delegates at the Thursday, February 15th county convention at 7 p.m. And we'll have more information on that going out. Actually goes out this week, the call to convention. So it's a very good place to start. As a precinct delegate, it is your responsibility to reach out to those in your community and give them information, help them get started. There's many people out there that still want to do something and don't know what to do or where to get started. So it's a great place, and this is a great opportunity, yes, to attend this course and learn and network with other people in the county. You made a point about many of us are focusing on our counties. We are. These counties are so important, and we work together with other counties surrounding us. District 1, 36 counties, and we are a strong group. So I welcome everybody. If you get an opportunity, if you can make this class, sign up today. We would really, really look forward to seeing you and speaking with you and learning this class together with you.
Absolutely. And the other aspect of this, not only is it Robert's Rules of Order, but it's the Michigan State Constitution. It's talking about how it was amended in 1963. But how the Democrats, with their slim majority in the House and the Senate with this governor, basically flat out violated our current state constitution. We're going to teach that in the class. And one thing that I think people need to understand too, Roxanne, that's so critically important, every single public meeting needs to be run a certain way. in the Roberts Rules of Order that they will understand and push these boards to adopt and to run these meetings by make the meetings more productive. It makes them organized. They actually get something accomplished at every meeting. It's not just a bitch session from public comment, but actually productive things that the board members are actually able to accomplish. All of that's going to be taught at the class. And I know you and other county chairs run your meetings very efficiently. You have an agenda. We're going to go through agendas. We're going to go through how things are actually handled according to the rules. But more importantly, how you basically organize your organization and keep them following the rules. And that's why this class is so important.
Yes, you are absolutely right. I can share from personal experience. Before I became chairwoman of this county, I had not attended any of these county meetings in Mackinac, but the county that I came from previously, that was run like a group of friends. It was not run correctly. And when you learn how it is supposed to be run, it is in your best benefit to know the rules so that you can be involved and you can hold those accountable. And just like you said, at all meetings, whether it be your board of commissioners or your library or the school board or what have you, this information everyone needs to know. And it's a lot of information, but that's why this crash course is so important. And I just wanted to share one more thing. Randy, I did not get to complete your whole class, and that's another reason why I'm excited to attend, but I was able to look through the materials, and most recently I found something in there that is going to benefit us at our meetings going forward that I didn't even know was a possibility, and it's out of Robert's Rules of Order.
Yes, it was on the guide, actually, that 6-page laminated guide you looked at.
Yes, and it's interesting because a couple of us took it took a couple of us to actually locate it, and it's learning it. And when you hear it firsthand experience, and I love the way that you teach the class, Randy, because it's active, it's participant involved, and you really get to see how things are done and should be done. It's an eye opener.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know Nick Wallace, he's going to reattend. He's already paid his $10 fee because he has his books. He doesn't have to buy the books. He's from Harbor Springs area. And he said, Randy, I learned more in that class than I did an entire semester at the college that he had taken some classes for. And he goes, I learned more in 3 hours with you than I did the whole semester going to college. So hopefully this is the kind of things we're able to replicate on Saturday, February 3rd. It's going to be at the Little Bear Arena right there in St. Ignace. If you'd like more, if you'd like the flyer and the website, just text me CLASS, C-L-A-S-S. I'll text you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. The post is up and running, and we're getting more sponsors every day, Roxanne. And final thoughts, I'll give you about 10 seconds.
Randy, I just want to say you are a godsend. I am so honored to sponsor this with you. And we just really look forward to this class, really look forward to growing our county and just becoming.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Couple of text messages to answer real quick. If you attended the class on December 2nd in Gaylord and you already have the books, yes, you can come to this class as a refresher. Just go to acconservatives.org and re-register and donate just $10. $10 will cover our gas up to St. Ignace, the hotel, and the expenses of the venue, and most importantly, get you on the check-in list. As you guys know, it's our PayPal account for Antrim County Conservative Union. When you make the donation, $1, $10, or $49 for the class, which includes the books, the prices went up from Amazon, so you can get the books in time for the class. You pay $49, you'll be able to be put on the list because you're going to get an email receipt for your donation. That's your ticket. So donate 10 bucks, help us raise the money to get up there to spend the night, Friday night, in a hotel, Vicky and I and Mr. Snoop, and be able to help offset the costs. So we greatly appreciate that. Phyllis, longtime listener, downstate. Is this class different than the one that J.D. Glasser put on? She's from Washtenaw County. And yes, please host a class down here in our area. I was not a fan of J.D. Glasser's class. I wasn't impressed with his class. I attended J.D. Glasser's class. Oscar Barton, the chairwoman of the Charlevoix County Republican Party, hosted him, and I had many people from the listening area come with me, and we together sat in that class, which was a complete waste of money. I forget how much he charged us for. It was like 99 bucks or whatever. It was a complete scam of the price, number one. And number two, he didn't teach it right. And he was full of himself, and it was a lot of his own personal opinions interjected into what should have been a crash course about Robert's Rules of Order. The guy is an absolute idiot. So, yes, this is completely different than J.D. Glasser's class. His class was a ripoff, an absolute scam, in my opinion. Didn't learn anything compared to the training I went through to become a certified instructor of the class that we, the ACCU, paid for so that I could be certified to teach you guys. And because I teach you as a certified instructor, you can teach the class if you're able to replicate my abilities in teaching it. If you can't, then I guess I've got to do it. And there's only so many Saturdays in the year, but we will do the best we can. I've already been asked to do one in Grand Rapids. I've been asked to do one in Macomb County. So we'll do what we can do, folks. But I want this information out there. And I want you guys informed, engaged, educated to know exactly how things should be run in this state. At these boards, at these county boards, school boards, your local county party politics, whether it's Republican or Democrat. I don't care. Now, the liberals, the Democrats, they're not going to be able to tolerate this class. So I have no problem inviting them. Because many of them are actually Democrats that run as Republicans anyway, i.e. the Mackinac County commissioners, except for Mike Petrick, who, by the way, you're going to be replaced this year. Thank you for kicking Mike Petrick off of being the chairman of your county board of commissioners, because now I know who the targets are to replace. Thank you. Same thing happened in Emmett County. Rich Knapp was voted off chairman of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners. Thank you. Especially the ones that voted for the new chair. Now I know exactly who to replace. See how this works, folks? Their actions have consequences. They think that they can do this crap and get away with it because nobody's watching. They think nobody goes to these meetings. But guess what, guys? I've got spies everywhere. They're going to these meetings and they all call me and they all text me. Guess what happened last night in Emmett County? Really? Neil Ahrens is going to be the co-chair of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners in Emmett County? You got to be kidding me. You guys are a bunch of idiots. Well, that's going to change because Neil Ahrens is going to lose his primary against Brett Gooding if and when he files and becomes an announced candidate who will be announced on this show. Neil, bye-bye. Kuntz and all you other people, bye-bye. You're done. It's over. We're taking our communities back this year. It's 2024, people, and it's game on. Text me class. I will send you the flyer and the clickable link to the website. Like Roxanne said, you will learn what you need to know this class on February 3rd in St. Ignace. Especially if you live in Mackinac County. If you live in Mackinac County, you need to come to this class and you need to be elevated at the county convention on February 15th to be a precinct delegate. We need you. That's it for today's calm and relaxing show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan.
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIEG Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon. This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across